CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. The special representative of the UN Secretary General for Central Africa has promised that the world body will support Cameroon in the organization of next year's elections during an audience granted him today by the Prime Minister, Head of Government. Ahead of the African Traditional Medicine Day on August 31, researchers and study practitioners have organized reflection forums on the use of alternative medicine in complementing conventional health care. This will be the focus of a 7 p.m. in-depth segment. Liberia's Supreme Court has acquitted the country's former justice minister of the murder of her niece after she had spent more than 8 months in jail. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The UN system will provide the support to Cameroon in the organization of elections stated for next year. This assertion was made today in Yaoundé by the special representative of the UN Secretary General for Central Africa after an audience accorded him by Prime Minister Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute. Mr. Abdou Abari, who is in Cameroon to represent the UN Secretary General at the 50th Council of Foreign Ministers of the OIC, also made a review of Cameroon-UN relations during the audience with the Prime Minister. Here is a special representative of the UN Secretary General for Central Africa, Abdou Abari, speaking after the audience.
This cooperation is doing very well. We receive a request from ELECAM on the electoral support. We are examining this request and assure the Prime Minister that UN will support, will back Cameroon on its way of organizing this election. Yes, we also examine the security situation, not only in the region, but around the world. The situation is becoming more and more worrisome. Fortunately, the Prime Minister and the government and the leadership of President Paul Biya are dealing very properly with the security situation in the northern part of Cameroon, in the northwest-southwest region. And I told the Prime Minister that we are following this effort and the United Nations will support Cameroon in bringing peace, stability and prosperity for all the people of Cameroon.
The outgoing British High Commissioner to Cameroon has reassured the Minister of Transport of his country's commitment in accompanying Cameroon to modernize and address challenges in the transport sector. His Excellency Barry Lowen was speaking in Yaoundé today during a farewell audience granted him by the Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibé. In the following excerpt of an interview, Ambassador Barry Lowen comes back to some of the issues discussed during the audience. He was interviewed by Colette Jani.
We discussed the challenge of the abuses of registration of ships and its damaging impact for us all. And we built on our previous exchanges to agree that we should now move to deeper expert-to-expert discussion with a view to developing further our cooperation in this important area. And we also discussed wider aspects of our relationship, and I took the opportunity to present to His Excellency our business guide, which aims to inform companies in both countries of commercial opportunities, because economic growth is a priority for us all, which will benefit people in both countries.
The 10 regional delegates from the Ministries of Mines, Industries and Technological Development and Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft are brainstorming with the Standards and Quality Agency, ANOH, on the strategies to ensure the quality of made-in-Cameroon products sent into local and international markets. The workshop in Kribi in the South region will equally serve as a platform for the establishment of collaboration frameworks between ANOH and both ministries to collect the needs of the regional stakeholders in terms of standardization and quality. Bruno Ndongwe Fungwe reports from Kribi.
with the Standards and Quality Agency, ANOP, present in just four of Cameroon's 10 regions, collaborating with the regional delegates of the Ministries of Mines, Industries and Technological Development and those of the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, is imperative to ensure the quality of goods sent into the market. The workshop in Kribi in the South region by ANOP with the regional delegates permits the different parties to be informed, establish a collaboration framework and make regional stakeholders more participative in standardization work. Ngangjo Cliff Ntutia is Northwest Regional Delegate of Minmeza.
The very first thing is to disseminate the information that we have here to startups in the Northwest region. They should be aware, informed of what it takes for their product to be satisfied.
In the working session, the Standards and Quality Agency and partners discuss on the importance of certification of products of startups to be more competitive in local and international markets, preventing consumers from low-quality goods and smuggling networks. The working session bringing forth collaboration with the regional delegations will ensure they serve as relays for the activities of the Standards and Quality Agency in the 10 regions. Bruno Ndongwe Funwe, CRTV, Kribi.
The president of the National Communication Council has reminded talk show moderators and presenters of interactive programs of some media houses in Yaoundé about their responsibility to control panelists from going off track during such programs. Joseph Chabonken Kalabobse was speaking to reporters in Yaoundé after a coffee tour of some of the media houses in the nation's capital. Details in our subsequent newscasts. On to the in-depth segment, researchers and traditional doctors are brainstorming on ways to promote the use of herbs to cure diseases like monkeypox and chickenpox. This was during a conference organized by the proprietors of the Ndi Samba University Institute in Yaoundé today on research and innovation with the aim of eradicating infections and chronic diseases. Helen Nuidini has the details.
Statistics from the World Health Organization revealed that over 70% of Africans use traditional medicines for treatment. The medicines include white pepper, ginseng, moringa, garlic, and many others. A researcher at the University of Yaoundé 1, Dr. Mbezele Epous Disamba, says the import substitution policy should also be implemented in the field of medicine.
We have a lot of medicine locally, and now we have politicians saying that we need to limit how much we import, and then we need to put into practice the development of our own medicines locally.
Participants at the conference, most of whom are researchers, called on the public and the government to advocate for the planting of more medicinal trees in order to help eradicate infectious and chronic diseases.
The use of traditional medicine is a practice that remains deeply rooted in the cultural fabric of many communities in the Adamawa region. However, with advances in modern health systems, perceptions about traditional medicine have gradually been mixed. Some in Gandere see traditional medicine as outdated or less effective, while others appreciate its role in personalized care of at affordable prices. Elis Waji Banmia reports from CRTV Adamawa.
Traditional medicine in the Adamawa region encompasses a wide range of practices, from herbal remedies to spiritual healing, as many people here rely on practitioners called malams, valuing their treatments for both physical and mental diseases.
The reason I prefer traditional medicine is because actually it's cheaper. For you to get traditional medicine, you don't need to go through tests or examinations or a hospital book, for example. You just get there, then you explain your sickness to them, and they give you the medicine. And also, it treats, because I've heard testimonies about traditional medicines that actually treating like typhoid.
Despite the advantages, a few residents voice concerns regarding the absence of regulations and standards in traditional medicine.
I don't like it because the hygiene, they don't use clean water to prepare it. Even the containers that they put it inside can provoke typhoid. Even the environment is not always clean.
You are not sure of the mixtures of different plants that they are giving to you, because the mixtures of many plants that are not going together can lead to poison.
The difficulty in the ongoing debate will be striking a balance between the requirements for safety and scientific confirmation and the respect for the use of traditional medicine. Ellis Wajibanmiya, CRTV News, Ngaundiri.
African traditional pharmacopoeia occupies a choice place in the treatment of some diseases and ailments in the West region. Tradi practitioners are therefore making huge profits from the sale of the composition of plants in the Bafusam market as they claim to heal many illnesses. Isaac Ngongkum reports from CRTV West in Bafusam.
At Mashebe in Bafusam, there is a whole compartment dedicated exclusively to the sale of African traditional medicines. The plants come in powder, natural and liquid forms. Dr. Tekeng Andre is one of the many tradi practitioners at the Bafusam Mashebe. He says he inherited the business from his mother and today can boast of having provided solutions to hundreds of Cameroonians who sought his expertise when faced with health challenges. Ano Tala, in his early 20s, confesses his preference for African traditional medicine, alluding it is less costly and has little or no side effects. He is seconded in this opinion by Julius Kanjo, a consumer of African traditional medicine for many years now.
I always like contumaxin, the thing like sieve leaks, gonorrhea, typhoid. I know that the contumaxin is very good.
On her part, Honorine Fofu says she buys the plants raw, makes the concoction herself, and consumes when faced with one health challenge or the other. While the testimonies may seem all glorious, there are those who prefer modern medication prescribed by medical personnel. While they agree that African traditional pharmacopoeia helps, they fear that lack of quality control and appropriate dosage could be detrimental for consumers. They therefore hope to see more government regulation in the sector. Isaac Ngongkum, CRTV News, Bafusam.
The unfavorable prejudices of the society hindered integration of traditional medicine into the Cameroonian health care system. Comparisons with conventional medicine often relegate it to a secondary position. However, as Bertrand Osamba says, traditional medicine can provide comprehensive and complementary solutions to establish treatment protocols.
The integration of traditional medicine with conventional medicine in Cameroonian communities is a positive step towards enhancing healthcare accessibility and effectiveness. Traditional herbal remedies are known to play a role in preventing and treating various health conditions such as infectious diseases, body pains, skin problems, supplementing modern healthcare practices. The age-old conflict between the two forms of medicine, fueled by prejudices, therefore has no place. Instead, efforts to regulate and supervise traditional medicine practitioners are underway to foster a collaborative approach between both healthcare systems. Research initiatives focusing on identifying effective medicinal plants and developing combined treatments showcase a promising future for integrated healthcare in Cameroon. Many Cameroonian communities living in areas with limited access to modern health facilities, confronted with the high cost associated with conventional medicinal treatments, rely heavily on traditional medicine. Training and awareness programs are increasingly being implemented to ensure that traditional medicine practitioners adhere to high quality standards and work closely with conventional health facilities.
Traditional medicines certainly have positive impacts on human health, yet some people think they are linked to sorcery. The guest on this edition of the news is Mbezele Epus Ndisamba, a medical doctor and a lecturer at the University of Yaoundé 1. In a chat with Helen Uidini, she begins by telling us the importance of traditional medicine.
You need to balance your diet. You need to strengthen your immune system, because when you do that, you can solve half of the problem. And the other thing I can tell them is that we need to plant trees, because there are many plants out there that are medicine. We have banks of traditional medicine, be them antivirals against diabetes or other medicine. We have politicians, they're saying that we need to limit how much we import. And then we need to put into practice the development of our own medicines locally. You know, it's a market of billions of dollars. Now, we Cameroonians, we can do many things. We have lots of medicine, even for mpox. People shouldn't be afraid. We can cure it. We've been doing so for decades.
What are some of the challenges that traditional doctors face, especially in this society where we believe that traditional medicine has to do with sorcery?
The first challenge that we're facing is that when I was a student, our budget was unlimited. Basically, once my project was approved, everything was financed. But when we're here in Cameroon, I have to finance everything. You know, so there's some people who come and help us. We have to finance everything. People come to us. They don't have money to buy medicine. I think maybe more than half of our medicine are given away, you see. So the first challenge is that research in Africa, you know, is not financed. Hence, the need to import all the time. And then we have to beg for medicine. We have to beg for vaccines. We have to beg for everything. So that's the biggest challenge. Africans or Cameroonians don't know how to work together. You see, when you come up with something, people just want to do everything to crush you. Even if I were doing something wrong, the best thing to do is to come and say, hey, my sister, this is not right. Here's the way I can help you. Can you improve it this way? So Africans and Cameroonians don't know how to work together. So that's a big challenge. And also, we don't know that when we import everything, when we buy everything, we are the only one creating poverty. And the market of traditional medicine is a very big market. If we were to work like Chinese or Indians, we'll have lots of money coming in.
What are some of the solutions you are proposing as a research expert?
We're still working every day. Training. We train and then we train lots of students. We're trying to do advocacy with policymakers. And some are joining us because they also like traditional medicine. And the other thing is that we work a lot. Whenever we sell a product, we use it to buy more equipment or more reagents for research. So we work really hard. So, and we keep on doing that.
Thank you, Doctor, for being our guest.
You're welcome.
Away from the in-depth segment and on to other news, 52 health facilities in the Northwest region have been accredited to implement the Health Voucher Scheme, which is part of the Universal Healthcare Package. Officials from the Regional Delegation of Public Health believe that the Health Voucher Initiative that will begin on the 1st of September will help to alleviate the financial burden that pregnant women experience during and after pregnancy. Ola Titanki reports from Bamenda.
The Northwest Regional Delegate for Public Health, Dr. Kingsley Cheso, explains that the Health Voucher Scheme is designed to promote healthier pregnancies and decrease both neonatal and maternal mortality rates in the region where healthcare services have been significantly affected by the ongoing socio-political crisis.
Every pregnant woman is expected to pay a meager sum of 6,000 francs and benefit from all the care from their first antenatal consultation through the second, third and fourth delivery and postpartum care for the mother, the child. All the complications that are related to pregnancy are taken care of in this scheme.
Dr. Kingsley Cheso mentions that 104 health facilities within the Northwest region have been shortlisted, with 52 of them accredited to participate in the first phase.
These are the health facilities that are going to kick off with the scheme as from the 1st of September. Subsequently, we're going to train the other ones. That way, we are able to bring the services closer to women who are in the communities.
Health officials in the Northwest are encouraging the local population to enroll in the Universal Health Care Package, which provides several benefits for residents of the Northwest at a subsidized rate. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. Roundtable discussions and 8-week long holiday activities at the Yaoundé Eco Park have prepared students to shun drugs, show respect for school authorities, and aim for excellence as they return to school on September 9. During the Gainful Holiday program, children were empowered with knowledge and hands-on skills in restoration, hotel management, hosting, gardening, and fish farming. Karen Kubong reports.
The closing ceremony of the two-month voluntary internship at Eco Park served as an avenue for the 67 young stars drawn from secondary, high schools and universities to display skills and knowledge gained before their parents. to better consolidate good behaviors imbibed in them during the internship period, organizers invited a psychologist, Professor Njenje Bellinger, to drill the students on the phenomenon of drug consumption in Cameroonian schools.
We told parents, don't be ashamed if you have a child that consumes drugs. It can be just for a moment because he is an adolescent. Adolescents like adventures. Just have a sincere dialogue with that child. And if he is addicted, just go through a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or an addictologist.
The psychologist also called on parents to pay keen attention to children and promptly discipline every strange behavior before sending them back to school, where they will be exposed to peer influence and too many for one teacher to closely follow up. While handing internship attestations, envelopes of 25,000 CFA francs each and didactic materials to the 67 trainees, the proprietor of EcoPark Cameroon, Christophe Fouindi, urged them to be industrious and use knowledge acquired to venture into revenue generation activities to help fund their lifestyles as they return to school.
We have this press release from the National Advanced School of Public Works. The director of the National Advanced School of Public Works, Yaounde, informs all candidates that the entrance examination into the first year of the engineering cycle in the following fields: civil engineering, environmental engineering, land surveying, and rural engineering for the 2024-2025 academic year will take place on the 1st of September 2024 at some 7 a.m. Candidates are informed that they should bring along their national identity cards and the application deposit receipt, without which they would not be admitted into the examination halls. Signed, the director of ENSTP, Professor Nkeng George Elambo. Over the past decade, external debt in Africa has surged alarmingly from approximately 19% of GDP in 2010 to nearly 29% in 2022. This rising debt burden is not just a number, it represents a significant challenge for governments trying to allocate funding for essential services like education, healthcare, and infrastructure. The Fourth African Conference on Debt and Development, taking place in Maputo, Mozambique, has thus brought together participants from across the continent to engage in critical discussion on Africa's debt crisis and its economic, political, and social self-determination. Rita Grossenbaum reports from Maputo in Mozambique.
The conference aims to foster dialogue and action to dismantle the structures that perpetuate economic subjugation and then advocate for a fairer economic framework. Key discussions are centered around the neo-colonial nature of debt, with participants from all over Africa expressing concerns about how the burden of debt repayment detracts from vital services for the entrenching systemic inequalities. To Kenyan economist and executive director of AfroDat, Jason Rosario, the ongoing burden of debt servicing is becoming increasingly unsustainable, leading to widespread unrest. He has also stressed the importance of these conversations among stakeholders to find solutions that prioritize public investment over debt repayment.
Over 27 African countries are paying more in debt servicing than they are in investments in health and education. The debt servicing burden is getting very difficult, and we can see there's a lot of citizen unrest that we're spending so much money on debt servicing instead of investing in our public services. We've seen protests across the continent, and so it's important that we have this conversation. And having it here in Maputo is especially special because the theme of this year's conference is around looking at a feminist perspective on issues of public debt.
The three-day event is organized by the African Forum and Network on Debt and Development, along with several other organizations. AFCODE 4 will run until August 30, providing a platform for activists, policymakers, and scholars to collaborate on innovative solutions to Africa's debt issues. Rita Yosimbom, reporting from Maputo, Mozambique.
Liberia's former Justice Minister and Chief Justice Gloria Maya Musu Scott has been acquitted of the murder of her niece by the country's Supreme Court. The 70-year-old and three female relatives had been sentenced to life in prison for the brutal killing in February 2023 of 29-year-old Charlotte Musu. The case gripped the nation as Madame Musu Scott had been one of Liberia's most famous judges and politicians, a champion of women's rights, and at the time of her conviction had just won a significant case against the Electoral Commission as part of the then opposition party's legal team. A jubilant crowd greeted them outside the jail as they were freed after serving more than 8 months. Players and staff of the under-20 women's football team of Cameroon are finalizing preparations in Bogota, Colombia, ahead of their opening match of this year's FIFA World Cup in that category this Saturday against Mexico. The under-20 Lionesses of Cameroon are lodged in Group A of the tournament alongside Australia, Mexico and host Colombia. In more sports news, Karatekas of the Boya Karate Shotokan Club will this Saturday, August 31, have their competition and change of grade ceremony at their club training ground at Kurev Hall, also known as Alliance Building in Boya. The ceremony is expected to begin at 8 a.m. and end at midday. According to the head of the Karate Shotokan Club of Boya, Master Nubisi Herman Fabrice, holder of a black belt Sith Dan, hundreds of kids as well as their parents are expected to take part in the event. The event is expected to be graced by some top officials of the region, especially those of the sports sector. Meantime, the change of grade examination and ceremony have been organized within the auspices of the Southwest Regional League of Karate. To end this news here once again are the main points. The special representative of the UN Secretary General for Central Africa has promised that the world body will support Cameroon in the organization of next year's elections during an audience granted him today by the Prime Minister Head of Government. Ahead of the African Traditional Medicine Day on August 31, researchers and tribal practitioners have organized reflection forums on the use of alternative medicine in complementing conventional health care. Liberia's Supreme Court has acquitted the country's former justice minister of the murder of her niece after she has spent more than 8 months in jail. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.